the Olympic Games on Off the Ball.
I was confident she was going to get a medal. She's a McSherry. Mona McSherry.
I'm writing myself into the history books.
All the medal-winning reaction on Off the Ball. Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
GAA Daily.
On Off the Ball. With Optimum Nutrition. The official performance nutrition partners of the Gaelic Players Association.
I'm Rory O'Hagan and this is GAA Daily on Off the Ball with Optimum Nutrition, official performance nutrition partner of the Gaelic Players Association. Coming up, Davy Fitzgerald and wanting to get back into hurling management, and Cork and Galway prepare for the All-Ireland Senior Camogie Final. Davy Fitzgerald admits he's keen to get back into hurling management. The Six Mile Bridge clubman left his role as Waterford boss after 2 years in charge last month after failing to progress from the Munster Championship. Fitzgerald's been linked with a number of jobs since his departure and told Off the Ball that he would be interested if the right role came along.
Finally for me, million dollar question, you probably knew this was going to come. What's next for you?
I don't know just yet. My intention definitely was to take a small bit of breather on. Is great. I got a number of weeks there where I had no one talking to me, and then you get a few people talking to you. And I'll wait and see. I love being involved. I've been lucky, I've done all my own club teams from 15, 16, minor, junior, intermediate, senior. I've trained them all. I've done the same with all the Clare teams, done Wexford and Watford, Clare. If something comes up that might be a bit different, I might think about it. There's been one or two people on to me about different things, and it mightn't be what people think. I'm a person that might like to take on a challenge that's completely different. And you'll see, I don't know right now, but very soon I'll make up my mind whether it'll be stay out or do something. I thought when I left Waterford that I was certain, and I said to herself, we're okay now. But you know what? I had a summer. I had five or six weeks that I didn't have to do anything. I could just go at it. Like normally, if I was over Waterford, say, for example, probably 2 or 3 weeks after we were out, I would have started my pre-planning, the amount of meetings I would have with different people, the amount of planning that goes into it. There's weeks and months of planning that goes into what I do anyway, and I'm sure the rest of the managers are the same. So I actually had a summer off where I didn't. When I finished at Waterford, I was a
home. What to do with yourself?
Night. Yeah, and Dahi Og, we were out in the tractor and we're on the farm and we were doing different things, and it was different. I had that bit of time, and it's only a few weeks, but it just felt different. But I don't know.
So if I tried Galway, Dublin to you?
Yeah, I don't know. All I'm saying to you is it'll have to be something that excites me and is different. And we'll see if it is. And if it isn't, it isn't. And I know people have said to me, if I go out here, they're going, sure, there he goes, he's off again, or he's not. I don't really care what you think. If I feel it's the right thing, if my family are happy with it, that's fine. I'm not a person that likes sitting at home doing nothing either, I'll be honest with you. A challenge is always good, and I do have a lot of business stuff myself that I'm involved in, and I've that as well. But the busier you are, the better you are. Anyway, that's how I see.
Get you out of trouble.
Yeah, I'll find trouble somewhere or another. So I will. But
on the football pod this week on Off the Ball, James O'Donoghue and Paddy Andrews have been talking about where Armagh go from here after winning the All Ireland final against Galway. First is James O'Donoghue.
What's this going to do for that group of footballers in Armagh?
Well, it'll give them an unbelievable sense of accomplishment, first of all, which will automatically lead to a different level of confidence. They're taken to the field from now on as a team that have gone to the very pinnacle, the very top, and no one can ever take it away from them. You have to embrace, I think, that some people can almost go, they can be too delighted with it and leave it there, or they can almost get a bit shy with it. You have to kind of take the positive out of it and make yourself into a different animal if you can. From our point of view in 14, I don't think we embraced it enough. We didn't take enough goodness out of it, I don't think. We didn't let ourselves grow with the tag of All-Ireland Champions.
There's a mentality within the GAA, or maybe it's the Irish thing, to play everything down. Just don't get ahead of yourself. Don't be like, well, I think a brilliant thing for a team that win an All-Ireland is to go out in the fucking McKenna Cup next year or the National League or we're the All-Ireland champions. Own it. embrace it. I go, you, and I have an arrogance about it. Maybe this is a Dublin thing, but have an arrogance around, you're not going to beat us. But Tyrone won the All-Ireland in 2021, and it was an absolute shambles since. And Armagh, you look at the age profile of those guys, you'd have to imagine McGeaney's not going anywhere. And that the backing and buzz around that county, there's an opportunity for them to go and say, yeah, we're the All-Ireland champions. Forget it. We don't care who takes over at Derry. We don't care about Jim McGuinness and Donegal. We're going to steamroll the Ulster chapter. We're going to try and go back to back. And there's examples in the last couple of years where teams haven't embraced winning the All-Ireland and being the best team in the country, because that's what it means. Armagh are waking up this morning and going, we fucking took everyone out. Doesn't matter that they didn't play Dublin in it. Dublin weren't good enough to get there. Doesn't matter they didn't play Mayo. Mayo weren't good enough to get there. Armagh are the best team in the country this morning. Armagh won one All-Ireland in their history before us in 2002. They should have won more with that team. That was an exceptional team. They were a dominant. I know Tyrone were around, and that was Tyrone's greatest ever period under Mickey Hart. But for that Armagh team to have only won one, and that won't be lost to Kieran McGeaney. He was the man for all of that period, and they were 5-6 Ulster titles over that period of time. But they only ever won one. They lost the final the following year to Tyrone. But if you'd have said when they won in 2002 that they wouldn't win another one, with that group of players that they had, you would have found that amazing. So that won't be lost on McGeaney and those players as well.
Excitement is building ahead of a huge Sunday of camogie. Cork face Galway in the All-Ireland Senior Camogie Final in Croke Park, where Tyrone is at 5:15. The Rebels intermediate side are also in action. They face Kilkenny, while the opening game of the day in headquarters is the clash of Laois and Tipperary in the Premier Junior Final. Cork senior star Hannah Looney says they're eagerly looking forward to running out in headquarters on Sunday as they look to win the O'Duffy Cup for the second consecutive year.
Look, it's the biggest privilege and probably the biggest honour of my life to be playing Camogie with Cork, and you know, to be preparing for an All-Ireland final again. And you know, it's hard to believe in many ways, and you know, I just love it. I just, it's such an honour to play football with Cork and to play Camogie with Cork, and I just can't wait now for Sunday week.
Yep, and it's obviously not even your first All-Ireland, so it's just a great career. How do you keep motivating yourself to go out training every single week?
Yeah, I suppose, I think, you know, every year is different, and there's different setups, different management, different players, and you know, I always ask the question, am I enjoying it, and if I am, you know, keep going. And to be involved in a group like Cork Camogie at the moment is really, really special, and I mean that because, you know, there's a group of 30 players that have come really, really close over the last couple of seasons. You know, we've been through the highs and the lows of it, and there's also a really, really special management team behind us. You know, we've everything that we want, which isn't the same for many setups, between analysis, sports psychology, food, physio, and even just a bit of crack. You know, it's all there. So I think, and that means the world to everyone. I think, you know, players are going out to fight for themselves and to fight for the management, fight for their families. You know, and it would just be a huge, huge honour if we could bring another All-Ireland back to Cork.
And as you said, there's a great bond amongst the team this year. Is there anything you did in particular to make that bond stronger?
I wouldn't say there's anything in particular. I suppose, as I said, we're in a good position where we've been around for that couple of years. You know, we're lucky, we're fortunate that we did a good bit of fundraising at the end of the season last year between the Knights of the Dogs and things like that. So that put a lot of money into the players' fund, and that did give us the opportunity to go on a training weekend or two during the year. And you know, it is hard because we are all we're all amateur athletes. We all have to go to work or go to college and stuff like that. So you know, to have a little training weekend, you kind of get a bit more time to spend with each other. So that's really, really important. And you know, I think, you know, players, you know, we don't need management to drive things between the players. We're all looking out for it. Well, what we do need to do to get to know each other, to get better. So you know, there's just a great bond.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Off the Ball GAA feed to keep this podcast coming to you Monday to Friday. For the best Gaelic Games coverage, become an Off the Ball member now by visiting offtheball.com/join. I've been Rory O'Hagan. Thanks for listening.
GAA Daily
on Off the Ball with Optimum Nutrition, the official performance nutrition partners of the Gaelic Players Association.